Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, boy. It's what you need, boy. We got to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letter spills slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in the snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you got a right to be. Cause if somebody would've done that to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be. My sentiments exactly would be history. You know what I'm saying? My people's in a place left out of
one,
two. Tell me
what
y'all
to do. It's time for all of your suggestions. Rock and rolls in your rolling rock. Sing your mind to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and rolls in your rolling rock.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer, I tap.
1, 2,
tell
me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll till you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll till you're rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on the tablet. Yesterday, as I recall, was all fabulous, a thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso. Spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace. Love stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace. I need room to think and space to ventilate. What's solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, yeah. Yeah. My people's in a place, tell me how to solve. Here we go.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Yes, rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just sing it out. 1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your.
Hi, I'm Saida Garrett, and you're listening to my girl Tracy L. Bell and Conversations of a Sister on Blog Talk Radio Show. And remember, ghetto is a state of mind. Peace.
Good Wednesday evening, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Miss Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. This is Women's History Month, and we are paying homage to women. And tonight's conversation centers on my special guest, who, of course, is a woman, an American background singer and songwriter. Her voice was once described, or I should say described, in the New York Times as an acrobatic, gospel-charged soprano. In a career that now spans almost three decades, she has worked with everyone from Lenny Kravitz and the late Luther Vandross to David Bowie and the David Matthews Band. Moreover, she has become a reoccurring presence both in the studio and on stage, singing on numerous TV and radio jingles, and even hired other vocalists for recording sessions. In the music business, she is the primary go-to person. And, you know, some of you are probably wondering, who am I talking about? She is also the stunning voice behind the group M2MAY's adoration track, Juicy Fruit. Do you guys remember that song? Juicy Fruit and You, Me, and He? Well, anyway, that was M2MAY circa 1985, before finally releasing her own album entitled Welcome to My Dream, which was released in 1987. So I welcome the conversations of a sister, Miss Tawaitha Agee. Tawaitha, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Yes, I am. And my name is Tawaitha. You're making me sound more exotic. I appreciate it, but it's quite simple. It's Tawaitha.
You know, I was dying to ask you that. I was like, oh, my God, I'm dying to ask her what her name is, because I just know I'm pronouncing it wrong. Thank you so much
no
for that
problem.
Clarification.
Not a problem. Everybody does it. So it's a regular occurrence for me.
Tawaitha, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am doing so well, Tracy. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Tell us, my listeners, what are you up to these days? I understand that you're currently on tour.
Yes, we're doing some dates, and I started in last month, and we went to California. We went to Fresno. We went to Anaheim, Phoenix, and I'm in April. I'm going to be appearing in Las Vegas, and then back to Anaheim, California. So things are picking up for me.
Okay, anything on the East Coast anytime soon?
Not yet, but they're still filling in dates. So hopefully I'll be doing something on the East Coast. I would love to do that.
Great. You must keep us informed. Now, a lot of my readers are saying, wow, Tawaitha, how do we know her? Your marriage, really, in my opinion, from what I know, or how I know you, I should say, started with M2MAY, am I correct?
Correct.
Tell us a little bit how that started.
Well, I was a student at Howard University, and I had just graduated, and I was singing with a group by the name of Hot Tea. And M2MAY, well, wait a minute, but in the group, it consisted of Angela Winbush, Richard Smallwood, Shelton Becton, and Alette Ricks. We were all music majors at Howard University. And
Richard Smallwood, okay.
Absolutely. M2MAY was looking for a group to produce, and a mutual friend had him come down and listen to us perform, and her name was Louise West, a very well-known attorney. And she had him come down to listen to us sing. We did a demo for M2MAY and his partner, Reggie Lucas, at the time. And that didn't pan out. But as it turned out, M2MAY and I lived in the same city. So when I left D.C. after graduating from Howard, I stayed in touch with M2MAY. And he liked the way I sang. He liked how I sounded. And he said that he was going to get a group together, and would I like to sing in his group? And I said, yes. And that was the beginning of the M2MAY band for me. And And there it is. And then we worked. He produced lots of different acts. Phyllis Hyman, Stephanie Mills, the Spinners, lots and lots of groups. And I sang on all his projects. And I hired singers to sing on his project. So I met him, Toomey, and then that was the beginning of my music career.
Wow. You sung the hit entitled Juicy Fruit.
Yes.
I mean, that was a hit. I mean, I think it's even been resampled amongst younger artists and rappers because it was so big and so huge. How did that really catapult your career?
That song was huge. That song was so big, I couldn't leave my house. Okay, in the neighborhood. Everybody would say, "Hey, Juicy, what's up, Juicy?" And it's like, oh my goodness. It stayed number one a long time. It stayed number one for 8 weeks. And so it was like the song of the summer when it came out. And and people love that song. They still love that song. That song it's been sampled by, of course, everybody knows the Biggie Smalls version, and but that came out like 10 years after, 9 or 10 years after we had done it. So Biggie resurrected the song, and it became even bigger. You know, no pun intended. And and then so a whole new generation of listeners heard Biggie's version, so that just gave more life to what we had done. And then years later, Keisha Cole sampled the song. Her song was "Let It Go," but you could definitely hear Juicy Fruit in the foundation of that song. So I mean, and every time it's sampled, it gets better and it reaches another audience. So it's a song that will live forever. I mean, it's lived for like 30 years so far. I can't believe it.
Yes,
it's been
it will.
More than 30
years. Yes. It is very shocking because your mother knows it, you know it,
and your kids know it.
Exactly. It's like it's almost like you recorded the song yesterday. Did you have any idea it would be as big as it is?
Oh, no idea at all. I mean, I don't believe anyone ever knows if a song is going to be big. You just hope people like it. And boy, did people like this song. And actually, when Juicy Fruit was first released, they only played it in the evening because they said it was because of the subject matter. And but I never thought about it that way because it's like if I'm 10 years old and listening to this song, it's going to mean one thing. And if I'm 20, it's going to mean something else. So, I mean,
that's right.
I didn't understand that. But they only played it like in the Quiet Storm format. But so many people liked it. They called the radio stations demanding for it to be played in the daytime. So Juicy Fruit is definitely a people song because the people made it as popular as it is.
Exactly. Now, tell us a little bit about your album when you did finally release your own album, Welcome to My Dream. What was that like?
Well, you know, Tracy, it was like this. When I worked with him, Toomey, I worked with him, I did his project, but by this time, I'm touring with other people. So my solo album was a project because we had different production projects. You know, had different production projects. And so it was like my turn to do an album. And so I did a solo album. But before that, I was working with many, many other people, and I've traveled all over. And so it was a project for me. And so it's like, even when we were doing Juicy Fruit, I was out on tour with another band and I was in England working with a group called Roxy Music. And so when Juicy Fruit was the last song that he had finished on the project, and he said, "You got to come back and sing this song." I came back from my tour. I was off, and I came back for 2 days, sang Juicy Fruit, and went back out on tour with Roxy Music. And so while I was in England, while we were touring in England, I would call him Toomey to see the progress of Juicy. And so, you know, it was like number 50, then 40, then 20, then 10,
wow.
9, 8, 7, and it was like, oh my goodness. Ooh. And then it worked out because when the end of the Roxy Music Tour, I came back, and then it was time for Entombé to go on tour. So
wow.
These were projects that I was doing. So when it was time to do the Welcome to My Dream album, it was like, okay, I can do this because I have
yes.
time to do it now.
Right, exactly.
So the focus was on me, and so, but I still continue that to work with other people. So I've been busy, you know, like with other artists, and it was just time to do my solo project. Okay, I stopped, and it's like, okay, let's do this Tawafa thing, and keep it moving.
Yes,
and that's what we did.
Exactly. So now, what
yeah.
can your fans expect on this tour? Are you touring with any other groups?
On this tour, well, of course, I'm doing Juicy Fruit and You, Me, and He. And we're going to do some songs from the Tawafa album. So it'll be a good mix of music. And the goal is eventually to have a live band. And that's the ultimate goal. But that's in the foreseeable future. But they're going to hear some good old school R&B. They're going to hear the funkiness of Juicy Fruit and Thigh Ride, and you know, it's going to be a good mashup of material.
Oh, that's awesome, and I'm
yeah.
sure that your fans are looking forward to that. I really hope you do something on the East Coast, because I really would love to come see you, to come hear you. Just
oh,
to revive Juicy Fruit again. Yes, it
oh,
will
it sounds,
definitely.
It sounds so good. Because, you know,
I
it,
bet
it
does.
Really sounds good. It really sounds good.
Wow.
It takes everybody down memory, their particular memory lane, you know.
This
you
is
know,
very
whatever
true.
Memories you have, whatever you,
yeah.
whatever you were doing when you first heard Juicy Fruit, they come, it all comes back to you.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. My favorite was You, Me, and He. And I'm
oh,
going to tell
yeah.
you something. When I used to listen to that song, the lyrics and the presentation was so believable. What
oh,
was it
wow.
like just performing it?
Yeah, that song cuts the nerve.
Yes, it does.
It cuts the nerve
yes,
for
it
sure.
Does.
And it was, and it, I don't know if you've seen us live, but it was a great live performance too. So I mean, people can probably find that on YouTube, you know, if they're really interested. But You, Me, and He, that was a stellar song. Stellar.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was. That was my favorite. I like Juicy Fruit, but I really loved You, Me, and He.
I think everybody could relate
yes.
to that in one form or another, you know.
Yes, it was very much realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So now how can your new fans or upcoming fans read about you and find out about your music and how to purchase your things?
Okay, well, you, of course, I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram, and it's at Tawafa AG. TawathaAGee, my full name, on Instagram and Facebook. So very easy to find, and I have a beautiful, beautiful website, and that's TawathaAGee.com. And you can see, the history of Tawafa AG, and it has great photos of people I've worked with and videos, and people like David Bowie and Lenny Kravitz
mm-hmm.
and Luther Vandross and Aretha Franklin, and it's a lot of things on there. And if you want to get in touch with me, the information is also on the website. If you have any questions about what it's like to be a background singer, or what it was like for me to be traveling, or what you could expect if you wanted to become a background singer, there's information there, so you can get in touch with me.
Wow. And we did recently started following you on IG, and I very much
mm-hmm.
like your IG page. Now we just have to find you on Facebook. And it's funny
well,
that
there.
You even mentioned I bet you are. And it's funny that you even mentioned background singing, because your voice is just so powerful. And I'm like, wow, just even speaking to you, I just hear that tone. You have a very, very powerful voice.
Why, thank you. But, you know, the background singing is an art. And the main thing about background singing is learning how to blend with other people. So, so, you know, if you know my voice, you might be able to hear, pick me out in the music. But the whole purpose is to blend together to have something for whatever artist you're working for have to have support. So that's why you have to – the B word is the big word in background singing, and it's called blend. You have to be able to blend, you know. So, and I think that's in life, too. You have to learn how to blend. You have to learn how to get along. And, you know, and blending is just getting along with the next note. So that's a big thing in background singing.
And that's very, very important because you do have to blend because there's other octaves and levels. You know, you have soprano, some alto, some baritone, but you have to blend. And if you're going
to
be off. That's why there's an art to it.
Exactly. That's it in a nutshell. You don't have to stand out to be a background singer. You have to blend. So, I mean, you know.
Well, you blended well, but then you also stood out when you've done songs of your own. So with just this being, you know, Women's History Month, we just wanted to honor you and have you on the show and recognize you for a lot of things that you've done and a lot that you've contributed to the business. So I would just like to say that we love and respect you on behalf of myself as well as, I'm sure, my listeners. Now, I am running out of time.
Okay.
And we are going to find you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We will do it again because if you come to the East Coast, I would love to have you on the show again so that we can highlight that tour as well.
Okay, great. It sounds good to me.
So I thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm going to close out tonight with You, Me, and He.
Ooh, your favorite.
So, Walter, thank you so much for being our guest. We appreciate
it's been my
pleasure, and we hope we will talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Take care now.
You too. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. That was Tawafa. You heard her correct me. Agee here on Conversations of a Sister. Until next week, whatsoever things are true, lovely, honest, just, pure, and lovely, if there be any praise and any virtue, I need you to think on those things. And we're going to close tonight with Tawafa singing You, Me, and He.
Not to mention Can we give it a try? Can we give it a try?